السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. وأصلي وأسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى تابعيهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العظيم وطاعته، وأحذركم من معصيته ومخالفة أمره ونهيه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His guidance and forgiveness. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever is left without guidance, none can guide besides Allah. We bear witness that there is no one worth worshipping but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his last prophet and messenger. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, upon his companions, upon his followers and their followers till the day of judgment. Ameen. Servants of Allah, have the taqwa of Allah. That is, have the balance between the love of Allah, the respect of Allah, and the fear of the consequences of your actions on the day of judgment. Have the taqwa of Allah and do not die except on the state of Islam, the state of submission to the will and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma ba'd. It's very common that when we read the Quran, we pass by some of the verses that come in the form of a command. Do this or don't do this. Many of the young brothers and sisters in our community come and ask me this question quite often. They say, we feel that Islam limits our freedom to do things. There are so many restrictions in Islam. There are so many commands in the Quran that makes us or prevents us from doing things that we want to do. And they forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Quran when He said, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We have not given you the Quran to make your life miserable, difficult. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all these commands and instructions to make our life better, to make our life easy, to help us have good lives, happy lives. He's the one who said that He revealed or He sent to us guidance. It's those who follow the guidance. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There will be no fear upon them, nor they will be sad. All these instructions and all these commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us in the Quran is for our own benefit. Actually, it's one of the miracles of the Quran that if you apply the commands of the Quran in your life, you will have things in your life fixed. You will have a happy marriage. You'll have a happy relationship with your parents, with your children. You'll have a happy work life. You'll have a happy spiritual life. You'll be content and satisfied in your life when you follow the teachings and the commands of Allah in the Quran. And the opposite is true because Allah said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Those who avoid following my instructions, those who avoid my remembrance, then they will have a difficult life. So every time you see a command in the Quran, ask yourself, how can I fulfill it? How can I apply it? How can I abide by it so I can have a happy life? Especially when it starts with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When Allah says Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all believers, open your ears, open your mind, open your hearts. Like what? Allah's talking to me. What should I do? Always. One of these commands is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse 131. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to each one of us when He said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Rush, hasten, work hard, race, compete. To do what? To achieve two things, to achieve two prizes. مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness from God, and Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a command that we all should try our best. We should compete, we should hasten, we should try to work so hard. And not to be lazy, seeking these two prizes, which is maghfirah and jannah. So whenever you hear this verse, ask yourself, what should I do to get those two prizes? How can I be among those who receive those prizes? How do I deserve these two prizes? Allah answered it for you in the following word by saying, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin." These two prizes are prepared for the people of taqwa. So we should ask ourselves, how can I be among the people of taqwa to get those two prizes? Maghfirah and Jannah. Amazing. Allah answers after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it ambiguous. He gave us three tests, three challenges. And He's telling each one of us, if you pass these three challenges, you will be among the people of taqwa. And if you are among the people of taqwa, you will receive the two prizes, maghfirah and jannah. So by now, the smart person would say, what are these challenges? I want to conquer them. I want to fulfill them so I can achieve the two prizes. What are these three challenges? Let us live in this khutbah with these three challenges to make sure that we pass those tests so we can deserve maghfirah and jannah. Number one, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend money for the sake of goodness, whether it's good time or difficult time. These three challenges or these three tests are against the natures of the human beings. The first test, it's not easy, it's difficult. Those who go against their desire to accumulate wealth, those who go against their desire to keep their money for themselves and they share it with others. Money is one of the things that's so dear to our hearts. So many brothers lose their brotherhood because of money. So many divorces happen because of money. People are willing to sacrifice the health and the good well-being of their children for the sake of making money. People are willing to sacrifice their values and morals for the sake of money. Some people cannot sleep at night thinking about money. Nowadays, the market is crashing and everyone's like going crazy, right? Because money is dear to our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, the first challenge, if you want to achieve those two prizes, is to go against that desire to keep money for yourself and share it with others. Not only when time is good, but also when time is difficult. Shaitan comes to your mind and tells you, when time is difficult, when economy is down, when people are losing their jobs. No. This is not the time to donate. This is not the time to give. You don't know if you're going to have your job next month. You don't know when you're going to need. That is the wrong thinking that we should not have in our minds at all. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq. And in good times, the same thing. People say, let me use my money for investment. Later on, I can give and donate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, if you want to pass the first challenge, the first test, always be generous. Help out others as much as you can. Cousins, relatives, poor community members, a project in the community, an orphanage, a hospital, a masjid, a school, whatever you can, all the time. How much you can give? Give always in good times and difficult times. That was the first test. The second test gets a little bit more difficult. And it's again against our nature. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those, when they are provoked, they do not allow themselves to act with anger. Those, when they're pushed, they do not retaliate with anger. They do not get outraged. They are able to control their rage. They are able to control their anger. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصُّرْعَةِ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّدِيدَ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The strong person is not the person who can wrestle people and beat them. The true strength comes when you can hold your anger when you are provoked. When you control yourself when you are provoked. That's a second test. And it's not easy because the nature of the human being, if someone provokes you, you want to retaliate with anger. And most of us regret what we do when we're angry. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, give me an advice. He said, لا تغضب, do not get angry. Simple advice, لا تغضب, do not get angry. If you go to any prison and you talk to the criminals who committed crimes, whether it's murder or any other attack on others, most of them, they'll tell you, I was so angry, I wasn't thinking. Because people, when they're angry, they will do and say things that they will regret later. You can easily harm someone. You can easily hurt people's feelings when you talk when you're angry. So this verse is telling you, if you want to be among the people of taqwa, if you want to win the two prizes, maghfirah and jannah, hold yourself when you get provoked. Do not allow yourself to act upon your anger. Whether it's with your marriage relationship, whether it is with your children, whether it's with your parents, whether it's at work, when you're driving on the freeway, do not let other drivers provoke you to get into road rage. Because that's when people get in trouble. When you're dealing with your children, try your best not to be angry. Try your best not to allow your anger to talk to them in a very loud and aggressive way, because you are destroying their personality. You are killing their self-esteem. You are making them have weak personalities when you're always yelling and screaming at them and acting with anger. The same thing for young brothers and sisters when you're dealing with your parents. It's not an excuse to say, oh, my parents drive me crazy, that's why I lost it and I yelled at them. No, that's not allowed in Islam. So always try your best when you are provoked, when someone is pushing your buttons, always say, astaghfirullah, let me hold my anger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gave us a nice advice. If you feel that you're being provoked and you find yourself getting angry, change your position. If you're standing up, sit down. If you're sitting down, lay down. If you're thirsty, drink some water. If you're hungry, eat some food. Do not allow your anger to control your actions, because you will regret it. That was the second challenge. The third challenge gets even more difficult. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those, when they are harmed, they are willing to forgive and forget. Those, when people harm them, they don't seek revenge. Because the nature of the human being, if someone harms us, we want to take revenge. We want to go back and retaliate. Whether someone made fun of me online, I want to make fun of them online. Someone says something to me in public, I want to say something to them in public. Someone harmed me in a way, I want to take it back at them. Look at the court system. Look at the lawsuits that are happening. All it's about revenge and taking revenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you want to be among the people of taqwa, who will get the two prizes, maghfirah and jannah, be among those who are willing to forgive and forget. It is so sad to hear about two brothers. They do not talk to each other. Because 5 years ago, their wives got in a fight. It is so sad that when we are in the masjid, You find two people, do not talk to you because one of them yelled at them, the other person several years ago. If we are not willing to forgive each other, if we're not willing to forgive and forget the harms that people did to us, who's going to do it? One day Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was in the masjid and he was asking people to give sadaqah and donations. So everyone was giving whatever they could. One man had no money whatsoever. He was crying. He went to his house at that night and he said, Ya Allah, you know that I wanted to give today, but you know that I'm broke. I have no money whatsoever. The only thing that I can give in charity, the only thing that I can donate is that I will forgive every single person who harmed me. Ya Allah, accept this sadaqah from me. The next day, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is asking, where is Abu Damdam? He came to him, he said, I have good news for you. Allah is telling you that he accepted your charity last night. All of us know the famous story about a man who walked into the masjid and the Prophet ﷺ said, he is among the people of Jannah. When the companions did their research and find out why would the Prophet ﷺ say that man? No one knows that man. They found out because of what he does before he goes to sleep. Before he goes to sleep, he'll say, Ya Allah, clean my heart from any bad feelings towards anybody. Let us make sure that we fulfill that. Let us make sure that we forgive others, our brothers in the community. Let us forgive our spouses. Let us forgive our parents. Let us forgive our family members. It is sad to see a spouse telling her spouse or his spouse, remember what you did 15 years ago? I will never forget it. No, forget it. Forgive and forget, that is afu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these three tests, these three challenges. If we pass them, we will be among the people of taqwa. And those will be rewarded maghfira and jannah. Give in charity all the time. Do not let people provoke you. And forgive and forget when people harm you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are given the prize of Jannah and Maghfirah, and among those who will pass these three tests and challenges. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى تابعيهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we started this khutbah talking about the significance of those commands in the Quran. Whenever you see a command, an instruction in the Quran, try your best to follow it. Try your best to fulfill it and abide by it as much as you can. And one of these commands is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 131, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to work hard to get to Jannah and deserve His maghfirah. And we said that Allah described those who deserve those prizes, the people of taqwa, and told us that the people of taqwa will pass these three tests or these three challenges. Did the description end here? No. Allah keeps talking about the people of taqwa. Are all the descriptions of the people of taqwa positive? Are they perfect? Absolutely not. What does Allah say after that? Allah says after that in verse 133, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. And those when they commit fahisha, the people of taqwa commit fahisha? The people of taqwa commit indecency? Absolutely. How come? Because they're humans. They're not angels. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every single child of Adam will make mistakes. Every single human being will sin, but the best among those who repent. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you become perfect and you make no mistakes, Allah will take you away and will bring a new group of people who will make mistakes and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of taqwa can commit fahisha, yes, based on what the Quran says. The difference though, that the people of taqwa, when they do something wrong, they do not celebrate. They do not brag about it. They're not among those who cannot wait to do it again. When they do something wrong, they regret it. They feel sad. They feel shameful. And that is the difference between the people of taqwa and the average person. The person who cannot wait to do something wrong. A young man who sits down with his friends bragging about what he did last night. bragging about getting a phone number from a girl. A girl who sits down with her friend bragging about what she did when her parents were out of the house. That's not the people of taqwa. A people who brag about how they cheat their customers in their business. That's not the people of taqwa. The people of taqwa, when they do something wrong, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not insist. They do not brag about doing something wrong. When they do something wrong, they go to Allah and say, Ya Allah, we're sorry. We did something wrong. Ya Allah, we were weak. Ya Allah, we did not commit a sin out of disrespect, but we're humans and we're weak. When we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us even the people of taqwa might commit mistakes, might commit sins, then you take it easy on yourself. You're just a human being. You're just a son or a daughter of Adam. And if you did something wrong, never ever lose hope from Allah's mercy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any Muslim who commits a sin and they go and make wudu and they pray two rak'ahs right after that, the sin will be wiped and cleaned. When we do something wrong, go make wudu and pray two rak'ahs. Don't listen to the shaitan, because the shaitan is going to, come on, now you're going to pray after what you've done? Yes, now. When we understand that even the people of taqwa can commit fahisha, we take it easy on ourselves. We take it easy on our brothers and sisters and our family members. They're humans. They make mistakes. Your children will make mistakes. Your teenage daughter will make mistakes. Your teenage son will make mistakes. Your parents will make mistakes because they're people. And we need to take it easy on them. And we should not have any hate towards people who do wrong things. Imam al-Sha'rawi said something amazing. He was in a discussion with one of the very strict, extremist people. And he said, you heard about the nightclub that had an explosion. He said, yes, they deserve it. He said, would you like the people in the nightclub to die in an explosion? He said, yes, because they're sinners. He said, then you are exactly like the shaitan. Because the shaitan wants them to die while they're sinning. A good Muslim will say, Ya Allah, let them get out of that lifestyle and repent to you before they die. One day, a scholar was sitting down with his student on a bank of a river in Iraq. And the river had a boat, and the boat had a big party. All kinds of haram, alcohol, drugs, adultery, every bad thing that was going on the boat. So the student looked at his teacher and he said, make dua against them. So the teacher raised up his hand and said, Ya Allah, let them go to Jannah. The student looked at his teacher like, what? I asked to make dua that Allah will get rid of them. He said, I make dua that Allah will get them to Jannah. And if Allah answers my dua, He will make them repent, become good people, then go to Jannah. That's what we want. When you see someone doing something wrong, we should feel sad about it, not angry. When she see things around us happening nowadays, we should be feel sad about it. Ya Allah, fix it. Ya Allah, let them realize that what they're doing is wrong. This is the appropriate attitude of the believer. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, even the people of taqwa can do something wrong. So take it easy on your fellow brothers and sisters. Take it easy on your fellow family members. Take it easy on your children. Take it easy on your parents. Take it easy on your brothers. Take it easy on the community around us. And look at them with the eye of shafaqah, sympathy, that Ya Allah, let us be among those who guide people to do good things. Let us be among those who will teach people to do good things. We're not here to curse and doom people to hellfire. Our job is to educate people and bring them back to the right path. If we understand that, it will make a big difference in our lives. My dear brothers and sisters, we just started the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And these are among the best 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And one of the best things that we can do in these 10 days is to have a sincere repentance. These days, a lot of people don't pay attention to them. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the people of taqwa, when they do something wrong, immediately they repent, let us be among them. Let us sit down with ourselves in this coming few days and ask ourselves, what did I do wrong in the past year? What did I do things that Allah does not like in the past year? Ya Allah, I ask you to help me to repent. Ya Allah, make me stop. Ya Allah, forgive me. Just have a beautiful conversation with Allah and ask Him to forgive you those sins and determine that you'll be a different person after this 10 days. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people of taqwa. Ya Allah, make us among those, if they do something wrong, they repent right away. Ya Allah, make us among those, when they do something wrong, they do not insist or brag about it. Ya Allah, make us among those people of taqwa. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us your forgiveness. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat innaka ya Rabbana sami'un qaribun mujibu al-da'awat عباد الله إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا للصلاة. Straighten your lines, close the gaps, shoulder to shoulder. الله أكبر تبارك اسمك تعالى جدك لا إله سبحانه. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I want to thank Dr. Subha for his very important message, very heart uplifting message, reminder for all of us to have commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll receive his blessings, especially at this time. Please remember in your dua several people who are not well. Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bundakchi, Sister Rebecca Khan, Sister Sania Patel, Sister Nancy Rafi, Brother Mannan, Sister Fatima Qudrat, Brother Akram Hussain, Sister Fawziya Chaudhry, Brother Yusuf Sattar, Brother Muhammad Rafiq, Brother Mahmoud Shafizade. He underwent heart procedure, so he's resting. May Allah give him shifa. And also, may Allah bless all of these people and any else who is not well. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi. La shafiya illa anta shifa. La yughadiru. Also, dua maghfira for brother Tanzim, brother Hussain, brother Afaq Ahmad, and brother Abdul Latif Simji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Give them the place in Jannah. May Allah forgive them. May Allah reward them. May Allah give patience to their families, inshallah. And Salatul Janaza will be held, inshallah, now for Sister Alia Begum. May Allah bless her, give her the place in Jannah, and give patience to her family members, especially children, relatives, and friends. And inshallah, after the Janaza prayer, the body will be taken to Rose Hill for burial. So please stand up for Janaza prayer. Immediate family members, you please, if you want to, you can come in the front area. JazakAllah khair. Want to come? Anybody else with you want to be in the front area? Okay. Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand and then hold them as you do in your salat. After that, you recite Subhanakallahumma or Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that, you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Third takbir, after that special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness for her and for all of us. You say Allahumma qfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, or any other dua for the maqfira. And then fourth takbir, and then salam on both sides. So turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لها يا الله اللهم اغفر لها ورحمها وعافها واعف عنها اللهم اكرم نزلها واستر مدخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا بالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم صبر أهلها يا الله اللهم صبر أهلها اللهم اجعل قبرها روضة من رياض الجنة رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صارت إليه رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك بارك الله فيكم وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم